Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has put his signature to a $577 million measure for the state's historically black colleges and universities. It's the result of a settlement for the underfunding of these unique institutions. This is Don Rush. Dr. Heidi Anderson is president of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. We talked about the character of these institutions for higher learning. How does, say, UMES compare with, say, Salisbury University or some of the other universities themselves in terms of difference? And will this money make them more competitive? What's the impact there in terms of what may be offered somewhere else?
Well, the interesting thing about all universities, Don, is that each university has a special niche area, and they're very unique. So, for example, Salisbury University is different than UMES because we're a research institution. We're a research university. They are not. Our requirement is to get out there and do major research with, like I said, the citizens and the farmers and also in the general population. In addition to that, that means our academic mix is going to be very different. So our nine health profession programs are very different than the health profession programs that Salisbury offers. And that's the same in most states. Your institutions are going to be very, very different. So on the Eastern Shore, you're talking about research from our institution, as well as the other areas that we offer in STEM-related areas. Unique programs such as we have the only aviation science four-year degree in the whole state. We have, obviously, criminology and cybersecurity like some of the others, but our focus would be more rural-based or based in expanding in areas of diverse locations. In addition, it does allow us to still partner with other places. And we are looking at doing that by expanding these funds, by partnering with our junior colleges, and bringing a more diverse student body into UMES with the partnership that we can create with the other community colleges here on the shore, but across the bay as well.
One of the issues has been funding for these institutions, sort of in general, that they sometimes struggle. Is this going to help you in terms of your finances there? I mean, I assume obviously it will, but you're still, a lot of institutions such as yourself is still looking at very tough financial times.
Very much, it'll be still tough financial times. And the reason is most of your HBCUs, we began in the 1890s. And we were given land, but we weren't given the same kind of land that our counterpart institutions were given, the land grant institutions. So here in the state of Maryland, that would be College Park, and we're the second land grant. And when given that land and those funds, we were not given the same amount to begin with. So it makes a difference now with us getting this particular, I call it an investment, moving forward to help us begin to leverage the funding, but we still need more.
There are a number of African-American students I've run into who have felt as if somehow the historically black colleges and universities have benefited them more than, say, going to some of the more traditional.
Yes, I think what we offer that's very different is that we offer a sense of community that's very different, kind of like a family style, and our mentoring approach is very different with our students. And that's what makes it very, very different than going to a non-HBCU. In addition to that, just the camaraderie and the social experience is something that's very, very different and unique. So in addition to obtaining that degree that allows them, like I said, to aspire to reach the stars and reach and go as far as they want, we're going to groom them to be tomorrow's future global leaders. And they're going to have that social perspective that allows them to walk in, and you know you're looking at a different kind of individual than if you had gone to a non-HBCU.
Dr. Heidi Anderson, president of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.